For CGLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. On Tuesday, September 30th, hundreds of people gathered at the Sir George Etienne Cartier to commemorate the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, also known as Orange Shirt Day. This annual tradition is meant to pay tribute to the victims and survivors who endured atrocities at the hands of Canada's residential school systems. It was organized by Resilience Montreal and the Native Women's Shelter. The event began with members of the Indigenous community voicing their stories and performing songs accompanied by drumming. The crowd of protesters then marched to downtown Montreal, demanding justice while raising orange flags and banners that said, "Every child matters." Many First Nations wore their traditional attires and played their drums while marching. One prominent artifact that was held throughout the march was the wampum belt, which consists of strange beads made from shells. The beads are designed to narrate history, traditions, and laws. One of the protesters, Courtney Papagatok, who has roots in Salet, was marching with her cousin with red paint covering their mouths.
I wear the red face paint for missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and two spirits. And it's because we've all lost people. We've lost no more stolen sisters. Exactly that.
The protest made a stop at McGill University, where Janelle Lapointe, a First Nations climate justice and Indigenous rights organizer, gave a speech highlighting the continued violence against Indigenous women and the government's disrespect of Indigenous sovereignty.
And now more than ever, we're in an era where Indigenous people are still being killed. Our women and Two-Spirit are still being missing and murdered. We're being tokenized, we're being scapegoated. Our governments have abandoned the TRC calls to action, abandoned free, prior, informed consent, abandoned justice for Indigenous people, and haven't even come close to touching land back, all for something that they call economic reconciliation. Have you heard of economic reconciliation? Boo! If you haven't heard it, I'm sure you will, because it's the favorite buzzwords of politicians of all stripes, of corporations from all sorts of industry. When I first heard the word economic reconciliation, I thought, huh, those words do sound pretty nice together. I thought, are we getting land back? Are we getting our cash back for all the wealth they've made on their broken economy on our lands? Does this mean that we get to enact our economies as Indigenous people, the ones that predate contact? But of course, that's not what it meant. It means that, lucky us, we get to assimilate ourselves into the same economic system built on our dispossession, shame.
Ellen Gabriel, a Mohawk artist and activist from the Kanisatake Nation, also addressed the crowd, calling out Canada's denial of its genocidal past.
I want to talk about those children that never came home. Their parents did not give them up willingly. They were kidnapped by the Royal Canadian Army. Armed police, mounted police, forcibly, with weapons pointed at their parents as they tried to hide their children. And when they came back, they could not speak their language. They did not know what it meant to be a mother or father because they were not cared for in Indian residential schools. This was an education system, a purported education system, but it was not for education. It was to make us extinguish our rights, make us extinguish who we are as the first peoples of this land, make us forget those teachings that helped us survive centuries before the white man came here. After one century of contact, 3/4 of the Indigenous populations in the Americas were dead because of war and disease. Tell me that's not genocide.
After the stop, protesters continued marching until they reached the McDonald Monument, where they dispersed. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.